recap of Sunday's readings, it's time for Homily Highlights on Mater Dei Radio.
And today's homily highlight is from Archbishop Alexander Sample, Archbishop of Portland.
But today, let's talk about the Epiphany. The Magi, the wise men from the East, are led to the Christ child in Bethlehem by what? By a star. It's the star that points the way. It's the star that guides them to Jesus. Why a star? Why does a star lead the nations to Christ? Wait for it. Because he doesn't have you yet. Because he doesn't have you to lead people to Christ yet. This is the first of those being led to Christ. At the time of Christ's birth, how many Christians were there? You could argue maybe two, Mary and Joseph. They knew who Jesus was. Maybe Elizabeth? Maybe his cousin, John the Baptist? Who knows? But there aren't disciples yet of Christ to lead and point the way to Jesus. That's why it has to be a star that leads them. No human being can lead them. God doesn't have you to lead others to Christ. And this, my brothers and sisters, is our solemn responsibility as disciples of Jesus, is to lead others to him, to witness to him, to point to him, to guide others to him. This is our responsibility on all of us. You know, parents especially feel this responsibility toward their children. You know, I just had the privilege of doing a baptism the other day, this week. It's a tradition in the church that the bishop baptizes the 12th child. So I had the privilege of baptizing the 12th child of a wonderful family down in Jervis. And I reminded the parents that, okay, you bring your children to Jesus on the day of baptism, but it doesn't end there. It's every day that parents must bring their children to Jesus. But all of us have people in our lives that we need to keep bringing to Jesus, to be his witnesses, to be a light, to be a light. Not a star, but like a star, providing light, pointing the way. You are a star. And I don't mean that in the secular way that we would use that. But you're a star, and God has chosen you to be a star, pointing to Jesus, guiding people to Jesus, to all people, to all people. Jesus is meant for everyone. That's the whole point of today. He's meant for everyone. Everyone you encounter every day, Jesus is meant for them. The people that we see walking around the streets of Portland, the people that we see camped out on our streets, Jesus is for them, for all. No one is excluded, no one. So it isn't just the people that we know that we point the way. but even those that maybe we're even a little uncomfortable with, stay away from. There are people in your lives every day that are waiting for someone to reveal Jesus to them. Who will that be? Somebody introduced you to Jesus Christ, whether it was your parents or others. No one can come to know Jesus unless somebody points him out to them. That's the plain truth. You know, that it's kind of a trite expression, but it fits, that you may be the only gospel some people will ever read. You may be the only witness to Jesus that some people will ever experience. Your stars, all of you. You know, God made a promise to Abraham, if you remember it, in the Old Testament, in the book of Genesis. God was promising Abraham that he would make of him a great nation, and that his descendants would be what? Like the stars of heaven. And they wouldn't be descendants of Abraham by human generation, genetically, but they would be descendants of Abraham by faith. And we are those stars, like the stars of heaven. Now that we know that, it's our duty and responsibility. You can't get out of it. You can't get out of it. There's no excuse. And I think many of us feel inadequate. You know, look, I may be an archbishop, but I get in situations at times where I feel uncomfortable and awkward. You know, I'll be in a setting where somebody will, "What is your name?" Well, you know, I don't blurt out, "Oh, I'm Archbishop Sample." Especially if I don't think I'm going to see him again, I just give him my first name. "I'm Alex." "Oh. Well, what do you do, Alex?" Right? And they say, "Well, I'm a priest, Catholic priest." "Really? Wow. Okay, I think I can get away with that, right?" No, then they got to ask, "Well, what's your parish? Where's your church?" And I say, "Well, okay, full confession. I'm the archbishop." So I understand. It can get, because you don't know how people are going to react. You don't know how people are going to respond. Are they going to laugh at you? Are they going to ridicule you? Are they going to dismiss you? Are they going to think you're nuts? So I get it. But we have to get over that and be bold in our witness to Jesus, to be a light pointing to him. I'll leave you with a little story. And this is somebody I met, a young man I met in the last few months. And it kind of went this way with this kid, as I just described. I found out he's a recent convert, very recent, just came in at Easter. And he became a Christian first, more of a evangelical kind, and then discovered the Catholic Church and came into the church. And so I asked him to tell me his story, you know, and it's quite a story. It's an interesting story. We'll go into all the details. But when he became a Christian, when he discovered Christ and became a Christian, he was in college. Do you know what one of his first reactions was? He was angry. He was angry at other Christians because they had not told him about Jesus. Some finally did. But he thought, all these years that I've lived, nobody shared who Jesus is with me. And so he was kind of a little bit chastising of Christians who are afraid to witness to their faith in Jesus. And he felt bad because maybe he could have come to faith sooner. We can't wait. People are waiting, brothers and sisters, to know Jesus. Whether they know it or not, that's what they're longing for. So let's be that star that points the way to Christ Jesus. Because Jesus changes everything.
And that is today's homily highlight from our Archbishop Alexander Sample.